Happy Pizza. Can a pizza be happy? Everyone is happy when they're eating a pizza, but is the pizza happy? Well, I don't know. So let's listen to the Happy Pizza. It's told to us by Meredith Goodwin. And guess what? It is Meredith who wrote the story.
One day, when I was very little, Mom and me were home by ourselves, as usual. Dad was working the weekend doing important work, and so Mom was home with me. Normally, my mom is a very good cook, but I was only about 1.5 years old, and little kids don't always like to eat good cooking. So far that day, I had thrown on the floor broccoli, chicken, mushrooms, carrots, 2 kinds of peas, and, for flair, some cheese. The house was dirty. I was only wearing a diaper because some of the food I'd thrown around had ruined my clothes. Also, it was hot, 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 and our California house didn't have air conditioning. Mom was exasperated. She likes that word, exasperated. It means to be fed up. So, Mom was exasperated. And it was dinner time. She opened the refrigerator and looked in. Then she threw her hands up and said, "That's it. We're eating pizza for dinner." A little while later, she sat me in my high chair and gave me a piece of pizza. I had never had pizza before. It looked good. Cheesy and gooey and hot and melty. I picked it up and took a bite. "Happy," I said. Little kids also can't talk very much. "No, honey, it's pizza," Mom told me. "Happy," I said again, taking another bite. "Pizza," said Mom. "Happy," I yelled. "You're happy because you have pizza?" Mom asked. I nodded. "Happy pizza." "Yes," Mom laughed. "Happy pizza." Now, we say that a lot in our family. Happy pizza. When a lot of things happen together that make you happy, we call it happy pizza. You just yell it out, "Happy pizza!" Or, if you're sad and Mom is trying to cheer you up, she'll ask, "What goes on your happy pizza?" You can put whatever you want on your happy pizza. It doesn't have to be food. One time, my brother put dump trucks and popsicles on his happy pizza. I thought that sounded silly, but Mom said he could, so he gets to. Once, I told Mom I like to put pizza on my happy pizza and ice cream. And she said that was good, too. Lately, I like to put the park and weekends at the lake with Papa and nights when Daddy is home on my happy pizza. Mom will always say that my brother and me and Daddy are all she needs on her happy pizza. Once, before my brother was born, Mom was really sad because she had a baby in her belly, but then she had to go to the hospital, and then there wasn't a baby anymore. I was sad too because I really wanted a little brother. I climbed up on her lap and said, "Should we make happy pizzas, Mommy?" "I'm not ready for happy pizza right now, honey," she said. "So, I think, just like regular pizza when it's really hot, sometimes you have to wait to eat your happy pizza." But then she hugged me and said, "You're always number one on my happy pizza, Honeybug." Sometimes she calls me that, Honeybug. After a while, Mom had another baby in her tummy, and then my brother was born. The first night he was home, I found Mom and asked her if I still got to be number one on her happy pizza. "Of course, honey," she said. "But baby Eli gets to be number one too. I figure that was okay, as long as we both get to be number one." When baby Eli got bigger, but was still kind of little, one night we got pizza. Mom and Dad and I all went around and said what was on our happy pizza. When Mom put Eli's slice on his high chair plate, he gave her a kiss and said, "Happy pizza!" Yes, we all laughed. Happy pizza. The end.
Meredith is a nurse who likes to write silly stories, and there are lots more on her website. Tell your mummy or daddy they can find her address in the show notes, and then you can listen to more of Meredith's stories.